And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 11th of April, 2014. It's the birthday of the noblewoman Marguerite de Navarre, a woman who the scholar Samuel Putnam called the first modern woman. Marguerite de Navarre, born in France, 1492, her mother Louise, very well educated, and Louise taught her children herself and taught them to speak languages. Marguerite spoke at least five languages, studied literature. She was married to the Duke Charles of Alençon. They were married for 15 years, had no children, then he died, and she married again, this time to Henry II of Navarre, gave birth to a daughter, and then when she was 38, to a son. Jean died when he was a few months old. She was so distraught, Marguerite, that she wrote The Mirror of the Sinful Soul, a mystical religious book, which offended some people. A monk suggested that Marguerite be put in a sack and drowned in the river, but her brother, Francis I, was the King of France, and he made sure that nothing untoward was done to her. Her most famous work, Marguerite of Navarre, was the Heptameron, a collection of more than 70 short stories about women and their relationships with men and whether it was possible to be virtuous and also experience real love, in which she wrote, "Never shall a man attain to the perfect love of God who has not loved to perfection some creature in this world." And it's the birthday of the poet Christopher Smart, born in Shipbourne, England, 1722, who experienced a religious awakening. He believed he was a prophet and began praying and preaching in the streets of London, which embarrassed his family, so they put him into an asylum where he wrote the two poems for which he's best known, A Song to David and Jubilate Agno. And today is the birthday of the poet Mark Strand, born in Summerside, Canada, 1934, grew up on Prince Edward Island. Mark Strand, who said, "You don't choose to become something like a poet. You write, and the years go by, and you are a poet." Here's a poem by Mark Strand on his birthday entitled Pot Roast. "I gaze upon the roast that is sliced and laid out on my plate, and over it I spoon the juices of carrot and onion, and for once I do not regret the passage of time. I sit by a window that looks on the soot-stained brick of buildings, and do not care that I see no living thing, not a bird, not a branch in bloom, not a soul moving in the rooms behind the dark panes. These days, when there is little to love or to praise, one could do worse than yield to the power of food. So I bend to inhale the steam that rises from my plate, and I think of the first time I tasted a roast like this. It was years ago in Seabright, Nova Scotia. My mother leaned over my dish and filled it, and when I finished, filled it again. I remember the gravy, its odor of garlic and celery, and sopping it up with pieces of bread. And now I taste it again, the meat of memory, the meat of no change. I raise my fork and I eat." Pot Roast, a poem by Mark Strand from New Selected Poems, published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that's been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.